感谢主，我们从早上从昨天晚上查考逾越节早上的五旬节，那今天下午我们来查考的是祝棚节。
Thank God that last night we have studied the Passover, this morning we studied the Pentecost, and now we're going to study the Feast of the Tabernacle.
这三大节是犹太人一年一定要三次来到耶路撒冷来朝见神。
These three feasts were observed by the Jews, and they have to go to Jerusalem every year to observe it.
而且都要带着礼物来奉献。
And they need to bring gifts for offerings.
那我们早上讲到五旬节。
This morning we mentioned about the day of Pentecost.
这也是一个收割的节日。
This is also the day of harvest.
所以他们要把出手的果子要当摇祭来献给神。
Therefore, the first fruit that they have gathered, they have to offer it to God as offering.
因为早上我们的时间比较匆促，所以就讲了一些纲要。
And since this morning we have time constraints, therefore I only mentioned the highlights.
所以我关于五旬节方面的道理纲要，我们早上已经讲过了。
And you have known the main points of the day of the Pentecost in the morning.
只是因为时间不够，所以没有办法把每一个论题呢，能够用圣经经文来做详细的查考。
And since we don't have a lot of time, I have no time to explain that in details and flip to the Bible references.
但是既然已经讲完纲要，我们现在也没有办法再做什么补充。
But since I've already mentioned to you all the main points, I would like to mention only a bit of the supplement.
但是有一个有一个很重要的一个观念呢我们可以再说明清楚一点。
There is one main point that I think I should elaborate more.
因为我们早上说这个五旬节是一个收割的节日。
Because I mentioned in the morning that the Pentecost is the day of harvest.
所以这是一个收割的节日。
And this is the day where they were gathered in all the things that were reaped.
所以在使徒时代。就在五旬节，他们领受圣灵。
And on the Pentecost, the disciples they received the Holy Spirit.
也在那一天，他们做见证，传福音。
And on that day, they went out and witnessed for and preached.
然后当天就有3000个人来受洗。
And that day, there were 3,000 people came to be baptized.
真是一个大丰收的节日。
There is indeed a great day for harvest.
所以这五旬节就是建立教会的第一天。
Therefore, the Pentecost is actually the first day that the church was established.
然后一直到末后的时代，我们的真教会仍然要有丰收的节日。
And at the end day, the true church, we will also have a great day of harvest.
所以我们也要来体会五旬节在现代的意义。
Therefore, we need to know the meanings of the Pentecost in the present time.
那我们今天要如何让主耶稣的福音传遍地极？
And today, how we would be able to preach the gospels of the Lord Jesus Christ to the end of the world.
所以早上我们说到主耶稣所说的那句话，庄稼已经成熟，只是工人缺少。
And just I mentioned the word of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He said that the harvest is ready, but the workers are few.
而且在收割的时候在耕种的时候是需要劳苦的。
And when we were sowing seeds and when we were planting and growing, it is full of toil and labors.
是需要流泪的。
And we need to, sometimes we need to be in tears.
最后我们才能够欢呼收割。
And only at the end, we will reap in joy.
所以我们来看诗篇126篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 126.
诗篇126篇。
Psalm 126.
第三节
，verse 3，
我们看第二节哈。
We start from verse 2。
我们满口嬉笑满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说：耶和华为他们行了大事。耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。在这里就告诉我们要撒种才能够收割。
In Psalm 126 verse 2 to 6, it tells us that we need to sow in order to reap.
而且要流泪撒种的。
And we need to sow in tears.
因为在撒种浇灌需要付出劳苦。
Because when we were sowing and when we were planting, we need to toil and labor.
就像今天我们要传福音做见证，我们要付出的许多的辛苦。
Just as today, when we are witnessing, when we are preaching the gospel, we need to put in efforts.
啊，我们要必须付出许多的代价。
We also have to sacrifice
certain
things.
但是我们却有这样的盼望。
But yet we have hope.
因为我们将来要欢呼收割。
Because in the future we will reap in joy.
所以农夫耕种，他付出的代价跟辛苦，他们都愿意。
Therefore, even though a farmer, they toil and labor, then, and they have to sacrifice certain things, but they were willingly doing that.
因为他们心中有一个盼望。
Because in their heart, they have hope.
将来这些就要成熟了，要收割的。
Because in the end, the harvest will be ready, and it will be time for reaping.
所以带着盼望，我们才有力量，才有动机来工作，来努力。
And only with hope we have the strength and we have the motivation to work.
所以希望是一个力量。
Therefore, hope is the strength.
所以我们今天在传福音的工作上也是带着这样的希望。
And today, when we are preaching the gospel, we need to carry the same hope.
所以我们任何的辛苦代价我们都愿意。
And whatever the efforts and whatever the things that we need to put into, we do it with a willing heart.
因为我们看到庄稼成熟收割的时候真的是欢喜快乐。
Because in the future, when we see it was, when it is time for us to harvest, it is the time for joy.
所以每次我们看到一位慕道朋友来受洗了。
And every time we see a true seeker friend come to be baptized.
我们看到他的见证。
And we see his witness.
我们看到神在他身上所施行的大事。
And we came to see what the great miracles and grace that God has blessed upon him.
我们的内心充满了喜乐。
Inside our heart, we are filled with joy.
这就是服事上所得到的喜乐。
And this is the joy that we reap by service, offering service, our service to God.
这就是五旬节的欢乐。
And this is the joy of the day of Pentecost.
好，大概我们五旬节就补充这样子。
And that is all the supplement I have for the day of
Pentecost. 现在我们来谈祝棚节。
Now we are going to move into the Feast of the
Tabernacle. 祝棚节仍然是一个欢乐的节日。
The Feast of the Tabernacle is also a joyous feast.
好，我们请看利未记二十三章。
Let's turn to Leviticus 23.
三十三节。
Leviticus 23, verse 33.
利未记二十三章三十三节。
Leviticus 23, verse 33.
耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，这七月十五日是祝棚节，要在耶和华面前守这节七日。第一日当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。七日内要将火祭献给耶和华，第八日当守圣会，要将火祭献给耶和华，这是严肃会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。”我们再看三十九节，你们收藏了地的出产，就从七月十五日起要守耶和华的节七日，第一日为圣安息，第八日也为圣安息。第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子与茂密树的枝条，并河旁的柳枝，在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐七日。每年七月间要向耶和华守这节七日，这为你们世世代代永远的定例。四十二节。你们要住在棚里七日，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里，好叫你们世世代代知道我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在棚里，我是耶和华你们的神。好，在这里讲到祝棚节遵守的方式。
Here it mentioned the way they were to observe the Feast of Tabernacles.
就是要住在帐篷里面七天。
That is to live in the tent for 7 days.
然后要做献祭。
They need to make offerings.
然后要拿着美好树上的枝子。
And they need to bring the fruits.
而且要在神的面前欢乐七日。
They need to be joyous in front of God for 7 days.
来纪念他们的祖先曾经出埃及经过旷野住在帐篷里面。
That is to remember the ancestors. Once they were out of Egypt, they lived in the wilderness for 40 years and they live in tents.
啊，这就是使他们怀念啊，纪念神的恩典。
That is for them to remember God's grace.
啊，那我们来看这个祝棚节，也可以称为收藏节。
And the Feast of the Tabernacles is also known as the Day of Storing.
啊，因为在三十九节就说你们收藏了田啊地的出产。
And because in the verse 39 they said you have gathered the crops of the land.
啊，这个就是收藏节。
And that, therefore it's the day of gathering.
所以五旬节是收割节。
The Pentecost is the day of harvest.
收割完以后要把这些庄稼收藏起来。
And after you harvest them, you need to gather them and store them.
啊，以便于啊以后的日子可以使用。
So that you can use them in the future day.
啊，这是一个预备。
And that means that was a preparation.
啊，所以祝棚节也称为收藏节。
Therefore, the Feast of Tabernacles is also known as the Day of Gathering.
啊，所以呢，我们就来学习啊，祝棚节给我们现代的意义。
And we also want to study what the meaning of Feast of Tabernacles was.
啊，第一个，我们说他们要住在帐篷里面。
The first it mentioned they need to live in tents.
他们进入迦南地已经住在房屋里面了。
When they went into the land of Canaan, they live in houses.
但是每年的七月十五日，要刻意的在房屋的外围啊搭起帐篷来住七日。
But yet every year on the seventh month and the 15th day, they were to pitch a tent outside of their house and live in there for 7 days.
那住在帐篷里面，这是一个短暂的一种居住。
And living in tents is only a temporary gesture.
而且帐篷是可移动的。
And a tent you can is portable, is movable.
啊，所以要让以色列人有这样的一种思念。
So there is for the Israelites to ponder upon this.
就像过去祖先住在啊帐篷里面的啊在旷野的帐篷一样。
To ponder upon when their ancestors were living in the tents.
啊，这是一个寄居的日子。
That is the day when they lived in tents.
啊，因为帐篷是短暂的。
Because living in tents are only for temporary.
就像我们今天啊，活在这个世界上，乃是一个寄居的日子。
Just as when we were when we live in this world, this is only a pilgrimage.
啊，我们天上啊的家乡才是永远的。
Only our home in the heavenly kingdom is forever.
所以啊，住在帐篷里面，思想天家。
Therefore, when we live in the tent, we were thinking about our home in heaven.
所以呢，在耶利米也特别告诉到他们这个祝棚节的一个遵守方式。
Therefore, in the book of Jeremiah,
尼希米，对不起，是尼希米。
In the book of Nehemiah, it tells them how to how to live in the tent.
啊，又重新啊，提倡百姓来遵守祝棚节。
And also to encourage them to once again observe the Feast of the Tabernacle.
我们来看尼希米记第八章。
Listen to Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
十三节。
Verse 13.
尼希米记第八章十三节。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 13。
次日，众民的族长、祭司和利未人都聚集到文士以斯拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。他们见律法上写着，耶和华借着摩西吩咐以色列人要在七月节来筑棚，并要在各城和耶路撒冷宣传。报告说你们当上山将橄榄树野橄榄树番石榴树棕树和各样茂密树上的茂密树的枝子取来照着所写的搭棚于是百姓出去取了树枝来个人在自己的房顶上或院内或神殿的院内或水门的宽阔处或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚从鲁道之地归回的全会众就搭棚住在棚里从嫩的儿子约书亚时候直到这日以色列人没有这样行于是众人大大的喜乐从头一天直到末一天以斯拉每日念神的律法书众人守节七日第八日照例有筵宿会这里就讲到尼希米时代啊，就召聚百姓要来守祝棚节。
It mentioned that in the time of Ezra, they gathered the people around, and then they were to observe the feast of the tabernacle.
因为他们听了律法上的话。
Because they have listened to the word of the law.
这是刚刚我们所读到的利未记二十三章。
And that is what we read before in Leviticus chapter 23.
以及生命记16章。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 16.
这两个地方律法上都有描述。 这个祝棚节的遵守方式。
These two books is also describe how they were to observe the Feast of Tabernacle.
所以呢，我们说到祝棚节，住在帐篷里面，就是要来怀念过去他们的祖先住在旷野的帐篷。
And for them to observe the Feast of Tabernacles is to remember their ancestors living in tents while they were in wilderness.
而要盼望那个迦南的美地。
And they were to look forward to the hope of entering into the land of Canaan.
就像今天我们也要过现代的祝棚节。
Just as today, when we were observing the present day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
我们在世上的日子是暂时的寄居。
We need to know that our life in this world is only temporary.
我们盼望是一个更美的家乡。
What we were hoping for is a better home.
是在天上的家乡。
And there is a home in the heavenly kingdom.
我们请看希伯来书11章。
Let's turn to Hebrew 11.
13节。
Hebrew 11 verse 13.
希伯来书11章13节。
Hebrew chapter 11 verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。他们却盼羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。 所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。在这里说到古圣徒，他们离世的时候，都还没有得到家乡。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 to 16, it mentioned that all these people, when they died, they have not still received the promise.
这个所应许的就是天上的家乡。
This what was promised is this. It's the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们今天所有信主的人都是在盼望天上的家乡。
Therefore, all of us who believe in Christ, we are hoping for this heavenly kingdom.
因为主耶稣已经为我们预备了。Because
God has prepared a city for us.
将来我们要住在那永远的家乡。In
the future, we will live this in this everlasting kingdom.
所以现在我们在地上的生活都是帐篷的生活。
Therefore, when we were living in this world, we are living in tents.
我们这个身体也好像是地上的帐篷。
And our body itself is like a tent.
这个身体也会朽坏。
Because this body will also decay.
就像帐篷是容易坏掉的。
Just as a tent, it was very easily damaged.
但是等到地上的帐篷毁坏之后。
But when this worldly tent was broken,
我们就要得到天上的房屋。
We will receive a home in heaven.
那就是天上的家乡。
And that is our home in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们来看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
第5章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第1节。
Verse 1.
哥林多后书第5章第1节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身了。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。 好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。这里就是告诉我们地上的帐篷跟天上的房屋的差别。Here
it tells us about the earthly tent and a building in heaven. What was the difference?
我们有这样的一个盼望。We
have this hope.
要得到天上的房屋。We
want to receive this home in heaven.
所以这个地上的帐篷早晚都要拆毁的。
Because these earthly tents that we have, sooner or later they will be broken.
啊，所以我们有这个祝棚节，就是要提醒这件事情。
Therefore, for the Feast of Tabernacles is to remind us of this.
啊，要提醒我们信主的人知道，这个地面上的帐篷都要拆毁的。
To remind us that these earthly tents one day, they will be destroyed.
所以这个地上的帐篷可以指的我们的身体。
These earthly tents can refer to our body.
可以指的我们所有物质的这些东西。
Or can also refer to all these material possessions.
可能是包括我们的房子、我们的屋子。
Including our home and our house.
或是在地面上的一切。
Or also everything on earth.
啊，都是短暂的。
Those are all temporary.
都要被拆毁的。
Those are one day will be destroyed.
总有一天我们会离开这个看得见的世界。
One day we will leave this world which is seen, which we can see.
那一天我们的灵魂就要到天上永存的房屋里面。
And when that day comes, our soul will live in this heavenly dwelling.
啊，所以祝棚节是一个盼望天上房屋的节日。
Therefore, the Feast of the Tabernacles is a day where we have hope in a heavenly kingdom.
所以要提醒我们啊，要有这种啊属灵的一个盼望。
To remind us that we need to have this spiritual hope.
不要把这个短暂的帐篷以为是永久的。
We should not treat these earthly tents as something that's everlasting.
不要把这个短暂的帐篷当作人生追求的目标跟目的啊。
We should not put the earthly tent as our purpose or our things that we should pursue after in this life.
结果我们的心思意念就被这个世俗所捆绑住了。
And at the end, our mind and our thoughts will be bounded by all these things.
啊，我们的心思意念啊就被这个世俗啊所缠累了。
And our mind and our thoughts will be affected by all these material possessions.
就像主耶稣啊说了撒种的比喻的第三种土地。
Just as the third kind of soil that Jesus mentioned in his parable of
the sower. 种子撒在荆棘里面。
The seeds was sowed into among the thorns.
啊，结果荆棘也把种子挤住了，让它没有办法啊开花结果。
The thorns and the thistles they choke the seeds and they were not able to grow and yield fruits.
所以主耶稣就亲自解释了这些荆棘代表什么呢
？And our Lord Jesus Christ explained what was these thorns represent.
就可以指的是啊钱财的迷诱惑。
It represents the lure of wealth.
可以指的今生的思虑跟今生的思虑。
And it was the pleasures of this world.
啊，所以这些就是荆棘把我们挤住了。
These are all the thorns and thistles that will choke us.
啊，所以我们现在要如何在祝棚节来想念天上永存的房屋
？So today, how on the day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, we can ponder upon our home in heaven.
让我们的心思意念不会被荆棘所挤住。
And that our mind and our thoughts would not be choked by all these thorns and thistles.
啊，这是祝棚节第一件所做的事情。
This is the first thing that we need to do on the day of the Feast of the Tabernacles.
第二个呢，我们刚有说到，这也可以称为收藏节。
And the second one, we also mentioned that the Feast of Tabernacles, we can say it's also a day of gathering.
那这个收藏的目的是为了将来的准备。
We gather because we need to make preparation for the future.
啊，所以祝棚节也要给他们有收藏的观念。
Therefore, the day of the gathering is also to give them the concept of storing or gathering things.
并不是把所有的啊庄稼在那天全部把它吃光，把它用完了。
And they will not to use up but to eat up all the harvest that they gathered on that day.
或者是浪费的，丢掉了。
Or to waste them and just throw them away.
所以祝棚节也称为收藏节。
Therefore, this day is also called a day of gathering.
要把庄稼收藏起来，做明年的预备。
That is to gather them and store them. As a preparation for next year.
所以祝棚节也要给我们提醒啊，为了将来所做的准备。
And the Feast of Tabernacles also wants to remind us to make preparation for the future.
所以主耶稣特别谈到十个童女的比喻。
The Lord Jesus Christ have also speak of the parables of the ten virgins.
有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
There are five who are foolish and five who are wise.
啊，那五个聪明的就是预备油在器皿里面。
The five wise virgins, they have oil in their lamps.
啊，所以当新郎迟延来到的时候，他们还有预备油，所以还可以 等候新郎的来到。
So when the groom were late, they have extra oil, then that could sustain them until the time the groom arrived.
最后还可以跟新郎一起去迎娶新妇。
And the time at the time they were able to go with the grooms to get the bride.
但是那五个愚拙的就没有预备油了。
But yet the five foolish virgins they made no preparation.
所以他们的油就用光了。
They ran out of oil.
他们就没有灯光。
They have no light.
他们就没有资格能够跟着新郎去迎娶新妇。
And they are not qualified anymore to go with the groom to get the bride.
所以等到后来他们再去买再回来已经来不及了。
And when they find out, they went out to buy some more oil, but when they returned, it was already too late.
所以耶稣告诉的这个比喻的目的。
And the purpose of Jesus telling this parable.
就是要告诉我们做一个聪明的一个童女。
That is to tell us to become like the wise virgins.
懂得为了将来做准备的。
We know how to prepare for the future.
我们将来要进天国。
Because in the future, we will dwell in the heavenly kingdom.
那试问我们今天做了什么样的准备？
But that is all depends on what kind of preparation we do today.
这是我们信仰最终的目标。
This is the ultimate goal of our faith.
如果没有准备怎么进去呢？
If we made no preparation, how could we enter into the heavenly
kingdom? 那今天我们要做的准备当然就是真理的准备还有圣洁的准备。
And today in preparation, we need to equip ourselves with the truth and also with holiness.
所以我们今天要为了将来得救的事情来做准备。
We need to prepare ourselves for our salvation in the future.
这是我们信仰的最终的目标。
This is the ultimate goal of our faith.
其实也可以说到我们日常生活的准备。
And also, we need to make preparation in our daily life.
我们明天要做什么事情？
Tomorrow, what will we do?
我们今天要做准备。
Today, we need to prepare for it.
我们下个月要做的什么事情？
Next month, what are we going to do?
我们这个月来做准备。
This month, we need to make preparation.
那这样的有准备，你才能够去完成那件事情。
When you have preparation, then you can accomplish the things.
这就是主耶稣给我们告诉我们的一个智慧的表现。
This is the wisdom that the Lord Jesus Christ have told us.
就像我们今天早上要开的这个信徒大会。
Just as this morning we have the general congregation meeting.
我们的负责人就做了准备。
Our church council members, they made preparation.
他们有提供了几个推荐的名单要大家圈选的。
They have come up with several candidates for us to choose.
所以这些都是要有很多周全的准备，所以今天早上的大会很顺利的进行。
They made so much preparations beforehand so that this morning's meeting can go out smoothly.
所以呢，凡事要做准备。
Therefore, in everything, we need to make preparation.
不管在心灵上才有一个预备的心。
And we can prepare in our heart.
也在工作上能够准备足够的资料。
And also some materials that we need for the work.
这就是一种智慧啊。
These are a kind of wisdom.
所以主耶稣会说十个童女的比喻。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us this the parable of the ten virgins.
就是谈到这种预备的智慧。
That is to teach us the wisdom of having a preparation.
所以在祝棚节我们要有这样的预备。
Therefore, in the Feast of the Tabernacles, we need to make this kind of preparation.
再来祝棚节还有一个很重要，就是拿着棕树枝、橄榄树枝来欢乐七天啊。
And the other main point of the Feast of Tabernacles is to bring branches of white olive and fruit trees and be joyous for 7 days.
那为什么拿着棕树枝、拿着橄榄树枝，这个会欢乐呢？
And why are they were to bring up the branches and then joyous with it?
我们看一下《生命记》十六章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy 16.
生命记十六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 16,
十三节
verse 13.
生命记十六章十三节
Deuteronomy 16, verse 13.
你把禾场的谷、酒榨的酒收藏以后，就要守祝棚节七日。守节的时候，你和你儿女、奴婢，并住在你城里的利未人，以及寄居的与孤儿寡妇，都要欢乐。在耶和华所选择的地方，你当向耶和华你的神守节七日，因为你耶和华你神在你一切的土产上和你手里所办的事上要赐福于你，你就非常的欢乐。在这里同样谈到祝棚节的遵守方式。
Here it tells us how to observe the feast of the tabernacle.
他就规定所有的家人以及 寄居的孤儿寡妇都要欢乐七日。
Everyone in the families, also the widows who live in the town, they were to be joyous for 7 days.
因为神要在我们所做的啊，以及一切的土产上得到福气。
Because the Lord will bless all of our harvest and the work of our hands.
所以祝棚节要非常的欢乐啊。
Therefore, in the day of the feast of the tabernacles, we need to be very joyous.
所以他们拿的棕树枝跟橄榄树枝，这些都是一种欢乐的工具。
And when they were to gather the branches of the wild olive and the fruits, that is to mean for them to be joyous.
有可能拿着这些树枝是要跳舞用的。
Maybe they will use it for dances.
啊，这些树枝并不是拿来啊。拿这些树枝拿来要搭制帐篷。
These branches were used to make up the pitch to pitch up the tents.
啊，那再来要再欢乐的啊，七天呐、啊。
And next were to be used to for them to be joyous for 7 days.
可能要跳舞，哎，可能要唱歌。
And they were to sing and to dance.
啊，这样子他能够欢乐七天。
And they were to be joyous for 7 days.
所以呢，这个祝棚节是一个快乐的节日。
Therefore, the feast of the tabernacles is a joyous feast.
而且这个快乐不是普通快乐。
And this is not just any ordinary
feast. 要非常的欢乐。
This is a very joyous day.
要思想神所赏赐的福气。
To remember God's blessings that were given to them.
要享受这种属灵的欢乐啊。
And to enjoy this spiritual joy.
啊，所以呢，我们今天有属灵的祝棚节。
So today we have this spiritual feast of tabernacles.
我们今天也要在这个啊信仰生活上要欢乐。
And today in our daily life or in our daily life in our journey of faith, we need to be joyous as well.
所以保罗写信给腓立比的教会。
When Paul wrote to the church in Philippi,
啊，就说你们要靠主欢啊喜乐。
He said, "You need to be rejoice in the Lord."
而且要常常喜乐。
And you need to be joyous continuously.
为什么能够喜乐呢？
And why were they able to be joyous?
因为主会顾念我们的生活。
Because the Lord will watch over our life.
我们一切啊的生活，不管是贫啊卑贱或者富足。
And in our life, whether or not we are in need or whether or not we are in abundance,
我们都能够得到知足。
We were able to feel content.
所以我们就可以得到喜乐。
So that we were able to be joyous.
啊，因为靠着那加给我们力量的主，凡事都能做。
Because we can do all things by the power of the Lord.
啊，所以我们就一无挂虑了。
And therefore we should have no worries.
所以这是喜乐的秘诀。
This is the mystery or the secret ingredients of being joyous.
我们学习把一切的忧虑都交给主了。
We need to learn how to cast all our worries to God.
我们又能够唱诗啊，能够来赞美神。
We need to sing hymns to praise the Lord.
那当然，我们就得到喜乐。
And of course, we should be able to be joyous.
因为人生啊，就是因为有许多的烦恼痛苦了。
In our life, we have a lot of worries and we have a lot of suffering.
那既然我们是住在帐篷里面。
Since we are living in a tent,
我们都知道这一切啊都是短暂的。
We know that all these are temporary.
这地面上的啊患难困苦也都是短暂的。
Everything on earth, all these sufferings and pains that we've gone through, these are all temporary.
所以我们也不会过度的悲伤。
Therefore, we should not be overly sad.
啊，所以我们就欢乐在神的面前。
And we need to come in front of God and be joyous.
我们来看腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠着主常常喜乐。我在说，你们要喜乐。我们再跳过来看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
我靠着主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因为缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道我怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。啊，在这里保罗一直强调要靠着主常常喜乐。
Verse 10 to 13, Paul have repeatedly emphasized that they need to be rejoiced in the Lord.
那说到他自己也就是这么喜乐的。
And he said that himself is also a joyous person.
为什么保罗能够喜乐呢？
And what makes Paul able to rejoice?
保罗并不是啊没有遇到患难啊。
Paul is not like Paul has not never encountered any difficulties.
保罗也并不是没有遇到病痛啊。
And it's not that he never encountered pain or illness.
他也曾经身上有一根刺。
He once had thorns.
啊，但是他跟神求了三次，但是都啊没有办法把这根刺除掉。
He asked God to remove the thorns three times, but yet God did not answer his prayer.
有这人身上的一根刺，应该会痛苦难过啊。
And when you have a thorn inside you, you must feel very.
但是
you must feel suffered.
我们的主对他说
，But yet the Lord told
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
啊，所以保罗就接受了这根刺。
Therefore, Paul accepted the thorns that he had.
在他的软弱上，反而得到基督的刚强。
In his weakness, he have received strength from God.
所以他欢喜得到了这样的一种操练。
Therefore, he rejoiced in receiving such a trial.
所以操练病痛本来应该是痛苦难过的。
Because when we are in trials, when we have sufferings, naturally we will feel sad.
但是保罗反而是得到喜乐。
But yet Paul received joy.
啊，因为他得到秘诀。
Because he had known the secret.
这就是主耶稣给他的功课。
This is the lessons that the Lord Jesus Christ wanted him to learn.
所以今天我们有现代的祝棚节。
Today we have this present day of Feast of Tabernacles.
我们要欢乐七天啊。
We need to rejoice for 7 days.
所以我们在地面上的啊这个崇拜生活要欢乐。
Therefore, in our worship today, we need to be joyous.
甚至在我们啊的教会的服事要欢乐。
And we need to be joyous in our servitude in terms of doing holy work.
甚至在我们的病痛的时候也要欢乐。
Even when we are in sickness, we need to be joyous.
当然这是一个很难的功课。
Of course, this is a very hard lesson.
真的在痛怎么欢乐呢？
Because when you are in pain, how could you rejoice?
就像得了一个癌症呢，怎么欢乐呢？
Just as if you were to have cancer, how could you rejoice?
这在一般人来讲是无法想象的。
To some people, this is unimaginable.
一般人啊，听到他得了这种病的时候啊，吃不下，睡也睡不着。
Some people, when they heard that they had terminal illnesses, they would not be able to eat or sleep.
所以怎么欢乐的起来呢？
But how could they able to rejoice?
可是这里呢，却要告诉我们祝棚节的意义。
But here it tells us the meaning of the feast of the tabernacle.
就是说，我们信主的人啊，要住在帐篷里面。
That is to tell us as Christian, we live in tents.
啊，要有欢乐七天呐。
We need to rejoice for 7 days.
这个七代表完全数。
And 7 is a perfect number.
这代表我们的信仰要充满喜乐。
It represents that in our faith, we need to be filled with joy.
不管在任何的处境之下，都要欢乐。
No matter in what circumstances we are, we need to be rejoiced.
但是这种欢乐并不是无知的欢乐。
But us in rejoicing doesn't mean that we rejoice in foolishness.
而是我们得到属灵的智慧。
But yet we rejoice because we receive the wisdom from above.
我们知道要依靠神。
We know that we need to rely on God.
神，他是我们的天父。
He is our heavenly Father.
他知道我们的一切所需要的。
He knows everything that we need.
他会给我们饱足。
He will make us content.
他会带领我们度过这个难关。
He will lead us to go through our difficulties.
所以我们的身体在病痛，但是我们的心灵在喜乐。
Therefore, even though our fleshly body we are in pain, but yet in our heart we are rejoicing.
因为我们的心灵啊是朝向天上永存的房屋。
Because our heart look up to heaven to that everlasting and our everlasting home.
啊，所以我们的内心表现出来的是喜乐啊。
Therefore, from the bottom of our heart, we were able to rejoice.
啊，因为我们今天啊，就是在这种祝棚节里面要得到这种喜乐。
Because in the day when we observe the day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, we will receive this kind of joy.
我们基督徒是一个啊欢乐的宗教啊。
And as Christians, we are a religions of religions which have joy.
这并不是我们基督徒不会生病啊。
But it doesn't mean as Christian we will not have illnesses or sickness.
但是我们能够常常的啊欢乐，依靠主而得到欢乐。
But we have to be rely on God and we have to be joyous often.
这就是我们的见证。
And this is the way we witness to others.
有许多没有信主的人，他们愁眉苦脸呐。
A lot of people who hasn't yet believed in God, they all day long they will be worried, has a lot of worries and sadness.
他们非常好奇， 不明白为什么你们信耶稣的人常常带着带着喜乐的微笑呢？
A lot of them were not able to understand why is that that Christian they were able to carry on smiles on their face all the time.
这就是一个最好的见证。
And this is the best witness.
因为我们要把主的恩典呢告诉他们。
Because we want to share the grace of God with them.
虽然的病痛，但是我们却得到力量。
Even though we are in pain and suffering, but yet we receive strength from God.
我们知道将来有一个更美的荣耀等候着我们。
We know that in the future there is a better and a better place that was that is glorious that is waiting for us.
所以现在这个苦楚不过是自短自轻的苦楚。
And these sufferings that we went through is only light and temporary.
而天上就有一个永远长存的荣耀。
And there were glory in store for us in heaven that is everlasting.
这就是祝棚节的意义
That is the meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以我们刚才讲了住在帐篷里面。
Therefore, when we say that we live in tents,
思想天上永存的房屋。
We were to ponder upon the heavenly dwellings in heaven.
我们也谈到祝棚节乃是收藏节。
We also mentioned that the Feast of the Tabernacles is a day for gathering.
现在做准备。
And today we make a preparation.
明天我们可以完成。
Tomorrow we will be able to accomplish our task.
我们也要在祝棚节欢乐七天。
And also in the day of, in this day we need to rejoice for 7 days.
依靠主而没有烦恼忧虑
We should rely on God and we should have no worries.
那最后就好像前面所讲的逾越节跟五旬节一样，我们都要到圣殿来献祭奉献。
And lastly, just like the Passover and the Pentecost, we need to come in front of God in front of God's holy temples and make offerings.
我们不能空手来朝见神。
And we should not come empty-handed.
所以这是一种感恩的心。
And we need to have the heart of thanksgiving.
所以祝棚节我们一样要来感谢神。
Therefore, in the day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, we also need to thank God.
所以今天我们的灵恩布道会也好像是祝棚节一样。
And in today's term, the spiritual convocation is just like the Feast of the Tabernacles.
我们在灵恩布道会短短的一个礼拜。
In a short period of time of our spiritual convocation, which is only
我们也是在盼望天国。
We also have hope in the heavenly kingdom.
我们暂时把世上的工作放下。
We temporarily put aside our works in the world.
甚至有的弟兄姐妹都跟公司请假。
And some brothers and sisters they even take the day off from work.
就是要把心智意念完全归向神。
That is to put their mind and thoughts entirely to God.
所以灵恩布道会做了很好的准备。
Therefore, in spiritual convocation, you make a good preparation.
就好像在过祝棚节一样。
Just as when you are observing the Feast of
the Tabernacles. 所以在灵恩布道会也有欢乐的感觉。
Therefore, when you attend spiritual convocation, you also feel joyous. 整个一个礼
拜下来之后。
And after a week of time.
我们的心思是朝向天上的。
Our mind and our thoughts were look up to heaven.
所以这个是灵恩布道会就好像是现在的祝棚节一样。
And therefore, spiritual convocation is just like the Feast of the Tabernacle.
我们到最后呢我们最后还有一个奉献。
And at the end, we also need to make an offering.
我们领受圣餐之后。
After we partake the Holy Communion.
我们按照个人的力量来做奉献。
And we make offering according to what I've given to each of one of us.
那这样呢能够把奉献的来归给神。
And all this offering, we give the glory unto God.
这就是我们对神的一种感谢。
And this is the way to express our thanksgiving towards God.
按照我们个人的力量。
And we give according to our.
虽然是寡妇的两个小钱。
And even though it's only maybe like the 2 coins of the poor widow.
在人来看是数目很少的。
When you see it from man's perspective, it's not much.
但是主耶稣却说，这个寡妇所奉献两个小钱，比那些财主所奉献的财物更多了。
But yet our Lord Jesus Christ have said that these 2 coins that this poor widow have given up is worth more than all the offerings that were given by rich persons.
所以这个奉献并不是从数量上来估计。
Therefore, offering this was not measured by God by how much you give.
而是按照他所奉献的心智来得到主耶稣的称赞。
But the widow was praised because of the heart in which she gave up her 2 coins.
所以我们今天在灵恩布道会最后有一个感恩奉献。
Therefore, after spiritual convocation, we normally have an offering.
也好像是这样的一种表现啊。
And this is also the day when we express our love.
啊，所以这个啊，祝棚节就好像我们现在的领恩布道会一样。
Therefore, the spiritual convocation is just like the Feast of the Tabernacles.
啊，所以我们要做最好的准备。
We need to make the best preparation for.
我们一年只有两次的灵恩布道会。
In one year, we only have two times of spiritual convocation.
我们如果做了越好的准备
，If we make a good preparation,
我们有很好的祷告
，And we have good prayers.
我们的心思意念是朝向神的天上的家。
And our mind and our thoughts will look up to heavens, our heavenly kingdom.
真的，我们的心灵上是欢乐的。
Then in our heart we will feel joyous.
啊，我们就不会被世俗所捆绑。
And we will no longer be bound by the things of this world.
啊，这就是现代的祝棚节。
And this is the Feast of Tabernacles means in the present time.
啊，愿主耶稣来祝福大家。
May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
啊，让我们在这三大节期都能够在现在的信仰上得到体验。
So that we all can have some spiritual experience from all these three big feasts.
不管是在逾越节也好。
No matter whether it's on the day of Passover,
啊，或者是祝棚，哎，或者是五旬节
，or the day of the Pentecost,
哦，或者是祝棚节
，or the day of the Feast of the Tabernacles.
一年三大节期来到耶路撒冷来朝见神。
In one year, three times of this feast time, we come in front of God to see God face to face.
今天我们能够在圣灵的祷告里面随时可以朝见神。
Today in our prayer in spirit, we can see God and anytime we want.
所以我们今天要把这个三大节期的属灵的意义呢，都能够在现在的生活上来信仰上来做体验。
Therefore, we need to understand the meanings of these three feasts, and we can apply it in our spiritual life today.
再来，也可以在我们的灵恩布道会来体验。
And that is to experience it during the spiritual convocations.
甚至在我们的神学训练班也可以体验。
Also, experiences through the NYTS or all that kind of seminars.
所以不管在任何的场所。
So therefore, no matter what the occasions are.
不管在任何的聚会。
No matter what type of service you are.
我们都可以体验这三大节期啊的欢乐。
We can experience the joy of these three feasts.
能够去得到灵性上的成长。
And we were able to gain spiritual growth.
这是我们最大的盼望。
This is our greatest hope.
啊，愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
我们的灵性能够一日比一日更进步。
And that our spirituality may improve day by day.
啊，将来在天国再见。
And we shall meet each other again in the heavenly kingdom.
在奔跑天国的道路上，不要有人跌倒了，
and then,
跟不上了。
And then in the way of our journey of faith, that no one shall fall behind.
我们互相提拔。
And we should encourage one another.
互相扶持。
And support each other.
一起来奔跑天国的道路。
And together we will walk this way to heaven.
一起来过这三大节日。
And we